great opening to a brilliant TV show. This is Brian Scuttle, the musical movie critic, back for my second commentary attempt. This is for an episode of Simpsons I got reacquainted with on DVD when they came out 2001. I forgot how many great episodes were in this first season. It was absolutely brilliant. I mean, and I actually, the weird thing is, I actually remember watching a lot of these. I mean, I don't remember the place. I don't remember where I was in the house. I don't remember what day, necessarily the day or time or anything like that. But, you know, I remember watching them and just really enjoying these episodes. And this is one that, when I got reacquainted with these on DVD, this is one that really, you know, really came back in my mind as something I really enjoyed, something I really liked. Of course, I mean, you know, part of it is, I guess, the fact that I'm a musician as well. You know, I have been for a long time, play trombone, not saxophone. So I kind of identify with Lisa Ben in that respect. But, you know, there are some other things that I like about this episode. I like this upcoming little clever little thing, Glum. I guess it's supposed to be toothpaste, but, you know. Guess I've never seen a toothpaste called Glum, but sort of a good forebearer, if you will, to the rest of the show, which is basically dealing with trying to figure Lisa, basically, you know, first time she's really gone through a time in her life where she just, you know, she's not enjoying life as much as she usually is. You know, can call it depression, can call it whatever, but, you know, she just doesn't have that spark to inspire her to sort of go on and just try to live life to the fullest. It seems like that's something that's missing from her right now. Something I identify with a bit. There have been some times where I've had that feeling of, you know, what's the point of it all, and what's, you know, or why am I doing this? What's the point of all of this? And, you know, it's part of the reason I really like this episode is because of the fact that I guess I sort of identify with Lisa in this respect. Never nearly as good of an instrumentalist as she is, but, and she's a great one, although, you know, it's a professional saxophone player playing it, but never had a band director like Mr. Largo, thankfully. Well, I'd be debatable, but certainly most of mine were not this bad, or this stuck up, if you will. Like this line coming up, none of those pleasant people are going to be at the recital Thursday night or something like that. But one of the things I really love about this episode is because of the fact that it really uses and illustrates the idea of creativity or art in one form, whether it's music or painting or writing or whatever, art or creativity as an emotional outlet, something that'll, you know, may just help you get through a tough time in your life, maybe help you get out some of those feelings that you can't quite put into words, you know, to yourself or to other people for that matter. It's quite surprising that they would go for something like this. It would seem like it'd be kind of a risky thing to go about, especially on a show this funny. But the fact of the matter is, they can make it funny, and they make it rather enjoyable, you know. And to make it both funny and touching is a rare gift on TV or film. And more outrageous second story, which is the whole story arc with Bart and Homer playing video boxing. There have been a lot of times I've felt like Homer, just completely frustrated that I haven't been able to do well at video game or whatever. And it's like, you know, you just hate that feeling. It's terrible. And thankfully, I've never had the plug pulled on me during a climactic moment like Homer does later on in the episode. But, you know, you kind of look for that moment and just know that sometime it could happen. There is some great animation, but I have to agree with the people in the show when it's like this first season is a bit off. That's disgusting. Decapitation. You could almost say that that was sort of the forebearer for Mortal Kombat. Maybe not. But this is, you know, it really is a nice, touching little examination on depression, if you will, and really making it an accessible thing without going way over the top with it. It's something very unusual in films or TV. There's some other episodes of shows or movies that I'll probably talk about that deal with some of the same aspects this does, but I think one of the things that makes this unique and one of the things that makes The Simpsons at its best is the fact that it can deal with something like this in a way that isn't pretentious, in a way that isn't overbearing or over the top, and make it appealing and make it genuinely moving. And it's one of the rare gifts of the show, and it's one of the reasons why it is really an American treasure. There are a lot of times I feel like Bart, but Urban, you know, it's one of those rare things where it's like, I think it's all right if you identify with either or Bart or Lisa, but I think in this one, definitely more Lisa. There was a line where she was trying to explain to Homer, it's like, what's the point? Would it matter if I really ever existed at all? And it's like, yeah, that's something I've definitely felt at times. And, you know, you try to get over, basically. And, you know, it just takes time. It's hard to talk about that kind of thing because it's like, you know, you don't know what people are going to do and what people are going to say about it. And it's like, you don't want to depress the living daylights out of them. But, you know, I mean, you have to figure out a way to do it somehow. And, you know, Simpsons do it really well. And, you know, the fact that they do it in a way that doesn't cop out or doesn't take the regular route. You know, I like the thing that Marge says to Lisa at the end of this episode. Because of the fact that, I mean, that is basically the way you've got to go with it, I think. You know, Urban, you know, and like I said, I mean, there are times where it's like, where it is triggered by something that happens to you. I mean, you know. But, I mean, there are some times where you don't know why it happened at all. I mean, you know, I've been through both. And basically one of the things you do is, I mean, you try to figure out ways to go through it and persevere, if you will, you know, in your own small way. You know, here it's not really triggered by anything in particular, just contemplating, you know, I don't want to say your place in the world, that sounds way too pretentious, but, I mean, you know, you just sort of think about things, and I think that's one of the things that I think appealed to her about Bleeding Gums. It was an outside party, you know. I mean, fellow saxophone player, you know, so, I mean, they've got that in common, but, I mean, you were talking about a person she had never met before who really helps her out a little bit in a way, you know, that her parents, Marge and Homer, couldn't. Sometimes you need that. And, you know, I mean, we don't get a backstory or anything like that. I mean, there might have been a reason that she started to feel this way, but, you know, most, you know, I think that's, I'm sure that we will have been told if there was a reason, but there's not a reason, so, you know. And that's the hardest thing, I think, to do, is to try to figure out why you feel a certain way and you're not quite sure why you feel that way. It's very hard to do. Some funny scenes with Marge and Homer. But, there's a little bit of sadness in Homer, but, I mean, we know the reason for him is that he can't seem to beat Bart at video boxing. It's sort of a trivial reason, but, you know, you try to succeed at something and it doesn't work out, and it's like, you know, I'd be crying at the end of this, too. I never noticed that little move of Marge's before until I saw this a couple of days ago, trying to get ready for this commentary track. She's damn good for a second grader. Great saxophone player for a second grader. She's a true prodigy. I like this definition of blues that Bleeding Gums Murphy gives her. It's really great. But, you know, I think trying to get through time in your life, like Lisa seems to be having in this episode, being, you know, a musician or being a creative person, I think is a plus because of the fact that that is an outlet you can explore and trying to, you know, in exploring, attempting to feel better and attempting to get out of that rut that you find yourself in. I know there are some times where, you know, writing music, which is next to movies, my first passion, I know that has helped at times. And I remember a couple years ago after my grandfather died, that hit me really hard. That event hit me really hard. I was really close with him, and one of the things I tried to do to get myself out of this depression that I was in was writing a piece, sort of trying to put my feelings and try to express my feelings in there. I love this. It's a great line. But anyway, basically just trying to put my feelings into this piece and, you know, basically trying to do sort of a, trying to explain through music how, what sort of feelings I went through while he was sick, while after he passed, and, you know, that summer I'd spent up in Ohio, it's where I'm first from, by the way. Anyway, I tried to do that. I've never finished the piece, but the fact of the matter is, now I look back at that failure to complete the piece, and I sort of think about the fact that it's like, maybe I didn't need to finish the piece. Maybe I just need to get to a point where not that I felt like I needed to continue, because I did want to continue the piece, and I did want to finish the piece, but just where I didn't feel like I needed to get to finish the piece, because of the fact that I had said, basically said in that piece what I needed to say, and I, you know, sort of worked through the grief. I guess it was sort of a way to express my grief over that experience. And I think it did help. I don't know whether I'll go back sometime down the road and finish the piece. Maybe I'll just, you know, try condense it a little bit into something that could be released. Or maybe I'll just release, you know, part or all of what I have and, you know, sort of an unfinished work. You know, that wouldn't be a terribly bad thing. Just to let people who want to listen, and basically say, hey, this is why I wrote this piece. This is why this piece is in existence. And that really, you know, because, you know, I don't think we'd ever seen Lisa. I don't remember the Tracy Ullman shorts much at all, but I think this was probably the first episode where we saw her play her saxophone. I mean, you saw her in the opening credits, obviously, but I don't think you ever, if I'm not mistaken, the episodes before this, I don't think you ever see her play her saxophone. So this is, you know, that may have come out of this episode, I'm not sure, but it's a pretty interesting thing to where this is what helps Lisa, helps her feel better. And so, you know, and it is, you know, performing and playing music and writing music and, you know, doing something artistic like this, you know, it is therapeutic. It is, you know, it's fun to do. I mean, you do have to love to do it in order to do it. I mean, bottom line is. But I think it does help out in other ways, too, that it's sort of something that gives you an emotional outlet other than just trying to talk and tell people how you feel, because that can sort of be embarrassing at times. But like Marge's trying to tell Lisa this is what will help her make her feel better. Bottom line is, I mean, there's, you know, there's no easy answer trying to feel better after something like this. There really isn't. I mean, you know, you just have to try to get out of that funk that you're in somehow, and it's hard to do, but, you know, once you do, you know, you'll pretty much feel better. So I think you will feel better. So, I like Marge's realization that what she's doing just is not helping, and I like what she finally says here, because it's like, that is, you know, I mean, that is the way to, you know, bottom line is, I mean, I think that's how you gotta handle it and how you have to go through it. I mean, stay true to yourself as opposed to trying to be somebody you're not, you know. If you're not happy, you know, try to be happy, but, you know, don't force it. You know, I think that's part of what happened. It's like, now Lisa's gotten to the point where it's like, hey, you know, this helps, you know. She did help. Not in the way she'd hoped, but she helped. This is painful to watch. I mean, I like the way the mannerisms of Bart and Homer have basically been switched from the first two fights in the episode. But this is just, you really feel sorry for Bart or Homer because of the fact that it's like he's this close to succeeding and doing something well. And oh, this would make me cry like a baby too, or at least back then it would. Now I just yell at the computer and just curse the computer for not doing its job properly. But you know, yeah, about the time this show aired, I would be whimpering on the floor too. I love the music in this episode. Just wonderful music Richard Gibbs wrote. Fantastic. It's just so much fun. I really wish. It's just so cool. So cool. You don't know. Anyway, that's about all I have to say. I mean, there's not much more I can say about this. I love the episode. It's a great episode. You know, I'll probably try to do another Simpsons commentary down the road where I can talk a little more about the show in general and just laugh along and what I like and don't like about the animation. But, you know, for now, you know, I basically said what I need to say, what I wanted to say, and hope you like listening and, you know, hope you were enlightened a bit. Hope made you think. Hope you enjoyed it. And that's about it. Out.